Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on July 30th regarding Deborah, D-E-B-R-A, McCauley, M-C, capital C-A-U-L-E-Y. Deborah McCauley is a 61-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 11-10-17, where she was assisting in breaking up an altercation and started falling backwards. Appear she did not actually fall, but believed she injured her lower back, coma, hips, coma, and right leg. Appear she did go to WorkNet emergently. Appear she had further evaluation, but remains unaware of her final diagnosis. Appear she did undergo injections, but no surgery. Appear she completed a course of active treatment in October 2021. Period. New paragraph. For the record supplied, Ms. McCauley was seen at WorkNet on 11-22-17. Apparently, she stated about 12 days ago she was involved in an altercation between inmates trying to keep them from fighting. Apparently, she got between them when they started to throw punches at each other. Apparently, she lost her balance and started to fall backwards, but was able to keep herself upright. Period. She then tilted forward. Period. In the process, she twisted her back. Period. She did not think much of it and thought it would be better the next morning. Period. She related going to her personal physician that morning because she had not heard back from her supervisors. Period, he sent her for x-rays at Heights Imaging. Period, while there, she received a phone call directing her to come to WorkNet. Period, she denied any prior back injuries and was not having any numbness, bowel, or bladder dysfunction. Period, she was examined and diagnosed with a lumbar sprain. She was placed in a lumbar support orthotic and dispensed a bottle of ibuprofen. Period, she was removed from work temporarily. Period, on 12-7-17, she returned, doing a lot better after completing a Medrol dose pack. Period. She also was referred for a course of physical therapy that was rendered on the dates described. Period. At follow-up visits, she related that therapy was helping. Period. New paragraph. On 1/19/18, she was seen by the nurse practitioner at WorkNet, this time alleging she was injured on that same day. Period. The previous visit was on 1/12/18, when her symptoms were resolving. Period. Dr. Moore anticipated full recovery. Period. She remained clear for full duty and was discharged from care at that time. Period. She was going to complete physical therapy that day. Period. As far as the visit on 1/19/18, she complained of low back pain. Patrick was diagnosed with a lumbar strain, comma right hip, comma thigh, comma lateral knee contusion, and was administered ibuprofen. Period. Cryotherapy was also discussed. Period. She returned on 1/22/18 and was quite uncomfortable. Period. She is not reporting any radiating pain into the legs now. Period. Diagnosis was recurrent lumbar sprain, for which she was referred for a lumbar MRI. Period. New paragraph, MRI was done on 1/23/18 to be inserted here. Period. On 1/29/18, she was seen by Dr. Panapan period. He noted the event of 11-10-17 and the second on 1-19-18. Period. The latter event also involved restraining an inmate. Period. He noted a history of knee surgery and appendectomy. Period. He was taking Synthroid, Prempro, and Lexapro. Period. He reviewed her lumbar MRI and performed x-rays in the office. Period. He showed decreased disc at L4-5, L5-S1 with advanced degenerative changes. Period. He had facet heart hypertrophy at both of these levels as well. Period. At L3-4 appeared to be slightly spondylotic without any significant disc height collapse. Period. The L2-3 level appeared within normal limits. Period. His overall impression was right lower extremity radiculopathy, secondary to aggravation of lumbar spinal stenosis and/or acute disc herniation. Underlying pre-existing lumbar spine disc degeneration that was previously asymptomatic, as well as failure of initial course of non-operative treatment. Period. He concluded she was a candidate for epidural steroid injection. Period. In the paragraph on 2/19/18, she was seen by pain specialist Dr. Kwon, K-W-O-N. Period. He performed a series of procedures. Period. On 2/17/18, this was a right sacroiliac joint injection and right iliocostalis muscle injection. Period. On 5/15/18, he performed bilateral lumbar facet injections and left sacroiliac joint injection. Period. She also had medial nerve branch blocks given on 8/21/18. Period. On 9/11/18, he performed lumbar medial nerve branch radiofrequency neurotomy. Period. On 10/2/18, Dr. Kwon performed bilateral sacroiliac joint injections. Period. On 1/21/20, he performed medial nerve branch blocks again. Period. On 3/3/20, he performed medial nerve branch radiofrequency neurotomies. Period. Dr. Kwon followed the petitioner's progress through 11/11/21. Period. He noted she had undergone electrodiagnostic testing, which was negative. Period. He concluded an MRI to lumbar spine was not medically reasonable or necessary at this time for a disc herniation or nerve root entrapment. Period. The cause of her right buttock pain and right lateral thigh pain most likely emanates from the sacroiliac joint and/or lumbar facets. Period. She could continue lidoderm patches and non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. Period. New paragraph on 5/15/20, she did undergo a lumbar MRI to be inserted here. Period. An EMG was done by Dr. Gupta, GEPTA, on 10/1/21 to be inserted here. Period. Finally, she was seen by Dr. Cohen, C-O-H-E-N, on 10/19/21, complaining of 1-year history of right lower extremity numbness that was gradual in onset. Period. She reported a history of chronic low back pain and radicular pain, through which her last MRI was about 2 years ago. Period. She presents today for electromyography evaluation of the right lower extremity. Period. He noted an extensive history, including rotator cuff tendonitis on the right on 9/25/19, calcific tendonitis of the right shoulder on 11/28/17, radial styloid tendon synovitis on 1/3/13, left wrist pain on 12/13/12, and generalized anxiety disorder, amongst others. Appears she had undergone knee arthroplasty in 2006 and had been involved in a motor vehicle accident. Period. He conducted electrodiagnostic testing, whose results will be inserted as marked. Period. He gave a diagnosis of right lumbar radiculitis for which a Medrol dose pack was prescribed. Period. He also listed neuropathy as another diagnosis. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She had a suntan that she attributed to living in Florida. Period. She does lots of yoga and stretching. Period. Her legs were shaven. Period. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. There was healed scarring about the left knee, consistent with prior injury in a car accident. Period. She had hypermobility of the hips without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Motion of the knees and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Hips and pelvis normal. Spine cervical. Bilateral rotation was actively limited mildly to 60 degrees, but was otherwise full in all spheres. The rest of that is normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral. Active flexion was full, but elicited a burning sensation in the right lower back. Period. Left side bending was full, causing a knife-like sensation. Period. Motion was otherwise full in all spheres without discomfort. Period. She was mildly tender to palpation about the right sacroiliac joint and sciatic notch, but there was none on the left. Period. The rest of that section is normal, and the rest of the lumbar section is normal. Impressions. Deborah McCauley was injured at work on 11/10/17 while trying to restrain fighting inmates. Period. Approximately 12 days later, she sought treatment on her own and was also seen at WorkNet. Period. She had lumbar spine x-rays and was initiated on conservative care. Period. She participated in physical therapy on the dates described. Period. She was seen over the next several weeks with significant improvement in her symptoms. Period. As of mid-July, she was cleared for full duty and released from care. Period. In paragraph, however, Ms. McCauley then alleged she was injured again at work on 1/19/18, performing a similar maneuver. Period. She was seen by Dr. Ponopan on 1/29/18 to be inserted here. Period. She saw Dr. Kwan, who performed a series of procedures. Period. She had an EMG by Dr. Gupta on 10/1/21 to be inserted. Period. She underwent another EMG by Dr. Cohn on 10/19/21. Period. She followed up with Dr. Kwan through 11/11/21. Period. Paragraph, her visit with Dr. Kwan on 6/11/20, he noted there was no evidence of a nerve root impingement in 2017 or 2018, and noted he could not causally relate any lumbar radiculopathy to the 2017 work incident. Period. She underwent an unauthorized electrodiagnostic study on 10/1/21 that was normal. Period. She However, also underwent another EMG by Dr. Cohen on 10/19/21, only 9 days later, that he expressed was abnormal. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Ms. McCauley found that she had a suntan that she attributed to doing lots of yoga and stretching while in Florida. Period. Her legs were shaven, reflecting her ability to maneuver her back and legs in awkward positions. Period. In fact, she had hypermobility of the hip joints. Period. There was no weakness, atrophy, or sensory deficit in either lower extremity. Period. She had full range of motion of the lumbar spine, although in various planes this elicited discomfort. Period. Sitting at supine, straight leg raises, maneuvers were negative for low back or radicular symptoms. Period. New paragraph. There is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the back or hips, as this relates to the 11/10/17 event. Period. I come to the same conclusion relative to the event of 1/19/18. Period. I have been advised she never filed a claim petition for this incident and was now out of time. Period. The doctor noted, Dr. Ponipan noted, petitioner's 11/10/17 injury had resolved and she returned to work full duty on 1/2/18 related to that injury. Period. However, she then continued to treat for the 2018 accident. Period. As of 11/8/18, Dr. Kwan discharged her from pain management and maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. However, she underwent a lumbar MRI on 5/15/20 to be inserted here. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back as a result of the second event either. Period. Ms. McCauley remains highly functional as reflected in her ability to perform outdoor activities while living in Florida. Period. And that's the end.